just as a very brief recap before we get into tonight's presentation, it is a lovely audio drama slash sequential visual art slash live performance of a sort that is fairly unusual and interesting. So they've taken something inspired akin to Golden Age radio drama, and they've married it to comic book inspired art, and they've married that to the live performance of the theater. Are you intrigued? I certainly was. Well, coming up tonight, we're going to be taking a listen to the second part of the first book, Target Earth, by the intergalactic nemesis, here for us now on CITR 101.9 FM.
Pumping through it to light up New York.
Proceed with extreme caution. Any contact with the walls of this passageway would be like a jolt of lightning.
I'd just as soon miss that barbecue. Oh!
Watch out, Molly. That gas jet is pure chloromethane from the core of the planet.
So to stay safe, I just need to keep my hands off the walls and my feet off the floor. No problem.
Timmy.
Did you hear that?
Hear what, kid?
That little girl!
There's nothing there, Timmy.
No! Get away from her! They're eating her alive!
Who's eating who alive?
It's the accursed Ives that does this! It causes him to hallucinate!
Hey, there's Mr. Harrison, my fourth grade teacher! Gosh, it's so good to see you, Mr. H!
Timmy!
Don't touch that, Timmy!
Huh? Mr. Harrison? Where'd you go?
We must hurry. I fear this place is too powerful for his mind!
Well, if the organizing principle is correct, the vial containing the core pattern should be located right around this corner.
Mon Dieu!
That cell must be as tall as a double-decker bus!
The electricity arcing off that one vial in the middle of the cell seems to be going in every direction. This is definitely the core.
But how do we pull the vial out of that cell, Ben? The charge off of that thing could fry an elephant.
I can't take it. Please, make it stop.
Well, without Timmy's mind powers, I don't know, Molly.
Ben, it can't end here.
Molly!
Mes amis, Destiny, she calls my name.
What are you... No!
Pierre! There was no other choice. I see. La Morte. Her skin is alabaster. Her eyes, obsidian. She wears a robe the color of gold black. My friends, she calls my name. Jean-Pierre! She calls. Here am I. I say, I'm dying. Farewell. It was so good knowing of you. Here I come, my alabaster obsidian enchantress. Adieu. Adieu, mes amis. I die now.
Molly, he did it! The hive is shutting down!
What happened? Where'd they all go?
You were hallucinating, kid. The hive knocked you out of commission. But then Jean-Pierre knocked the hive out of commission. It's good to have you back, kid.
Later, as our heroes careen through space towards the Ethylene Plitzenbier galaxy, Molly and Ben speak privately on the ship's bridge.
So, the robots, who live on a secret hidden planet, sent you a time machine so that you could destroy Zygon? I've followed some obscure leads before, but they never led me into outer space.
I don't know which end is up anymore, Molly. How can I possibly destroy an entire race of psychotic amoeboid killers? For the love of the archive, I've spent my entire adult life in a library.
Is that all? How bad can these Zygonians be? You put the screws to them pretty good back in Tunis.
I'm afraid you have no idea what we're about to face. I've seen their terror firsthand. In their first strike, they wiped out the entire southwest region of the United States. That was just the first strike.
No! Ben, how did you escape?
When they first hit us, I was at a library conference in the Twin Cities. But my wife, Jeannie, and my son, Sterling, weren't so lucky. They didn't even have time to scream.
Oh, Ben, I had no idea.
The devastation was incredible. We nearly lost hope. Yet step by step, battle by battle, we learned how to fight them. But it was no use, Molly. When we finally thought we had them beat, the Zygonians shot a missile into the sun, blowing up the entire solar system. That's when I found the time machine sent by the robots. I barely escaped with my life.
You mean there's no more Earth?
Don't you see, Molly? This is a lost cause. The Zygonian Empire spreads across the entire known universe. Their queen is all-powerful. You and I could never destroy them. With all the technology the robots can provide us, it will never be enough. In the end, the Zygonians will always win.
Now what? Timmy, you better get in here.
It appears that a hostile vessel is trying to forcibly overtake the Explorer. I will open the viewport to further investigate.
Holy crow! Is that a spaceship? That thing's as big as Manhattan! And those gun turrets, there must be thousands of them!
Great archive! Faith!
At night, in a back alley, the back of the truck, she is filled with assault and is wired with explosives. They should ignite upon collision, showering salt all over the accursed Ive.
That cinder block should hold down the accelerator, and I've tied the steering wheel to the door handle. That should do it.
Throw her into gear, Timmy. There's no turning back now.
Oh, no. It's veering to the right. Now it's veering to the left.
Only 20 feet to go. Come on.
Sacrebleu, she is not going to make it.
Come on, truck. Veer to the right. Just a little more. Woo-hoo!
By the archive, it's really working. I can't believe it's finally over. Molly.
Oh, Ben. Do you hear that, Ben? What happened to the moon?
Look, up there. It's a giant spaceship.
It must be the Zygonians. They're not supposed to arrive for another 162 years. It's shooting some kind of hyper-brilliant ray. Stay behind me. I've come too far to die here. Show yourselves, you amoeboid cretins. You'll never take this Earth from me. As sure as I'm standing here, you'll die a fiery death before you'll take over this planet.
Can our heroes stop an invading Zygonian spaceship? Or will they be decimated by the beam of light emanating from its bow? Answers to these questions and more in the next episode of The Intergalactic Nemesis. The Intergalactic Nemesis features the voices of Christopher Lee Gibson, Shayna Merlin, Jason Newlander, and Michael Trejo. Sound effects created and performed by Buzz Moran. Original music composed and performed by Graham Reynolds. Jason Newlander and Chad Nichols wrote the script based on an earlier version by Ray Colgan, Jessica Reisman, Julie Edwards, and Lisa Namor, and an original idea by Ray Colgan. The project was directed and produced by Jason Newlander. This has been a production of The Robot Planet.
Okay, look over here, in this back room. You see this bookcase? Well, I'm not sure how they rigged it, and it took some doing on my part to figure it out. But if you take the third book on this second shelf and place it next to the fifth book on the third shelf like this...
A secret passage!
It leads down these stairs.
Oh, that stench!
That's the Zygonians. They're a sludge-based life form.
Sludge?
Yes, and don't touch it, Timmy. That stuff will burn right through your skin.
After you, boys.
Timmy, did you prop them?
Oops.
I'll try to open it. It's no use. We'll just have to hope there's a way out up ahead.
Hey, Doc. You mind turning on that pearl flashlight?
Hold on. That's better.
Whoa. What is this place?
I scanned the blueprint of the hive into my Alpha 3. There. Watch your footing. According to my wrist computer, we're on some sort of gangway over a river of sludge.
Do you hear that, you two?
It sounds like voices, but I can't make out what they're saying.
Don't listen to it. It's the hive. I told you the Zygonians use mind control. The hive acts like a Pandora's box of psychic energy.
If you say so, Doc. So how are you planning on fouling up this central hive doohickey anyway?
I'm not sure. I don't even know what a central hive looks like, Timmy.
Well, does it look like that?
As Ben, Molly, and Timmy emerge from the darkened passageway, they discover they are walking on a gangway above a seemingly bottomless chasm, and an otherworldly vision unfolds before them. Stretching as far as the eye can see, myriad passageways wind in every direction. A gooey, viscous substance drips and gobs from the ceiling. The walls house countless hexagonal indentations, just larger than the size of a man's head. Within each hole sits a greenish-gray orb that appears to pulsate with life.
You see these spheres? These are Zygonian egg sacs. Help me get a sample. Great.
Ben, those eggs, there's millions of them.
And each one is going to hatch the most insidious creature humankind has ever encountered. This is why it's so important to destroy the hive now.
Jeez! Which way now, Ben? It's like a giant maze.
Straight ahead. That should take us directly to the hive nucleus. Without the power of the nucleus, the eggs can't hatch. If we can dismantle it, we may be able to stop the invasion.
Piece of cake.
Stay in single file and keep to this gangway. There's nothing but highly caustic sludge below us.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Something's not right. Stay very close.
No argument there. Do you see us, Timmy?
He's headed towards some sort of aperture.
I see you. You're beautiful.
Who are you talking to, Squirt? Timmy!
It's the hive. It's hypnotized him.
I'm no expert, Doc, but it seems like the kid led us right to the hive nucleus!
After a daring escape from the central hive, our heroes convene in the safe house of Jean-Pierre d'Esperoir.
What happened back there? Whose side is d'Esperoir on?
Oh, Ben. Jean-Pierre's an old friend. I had the kids send him a telegram from the train.
You mean you've been stringing me along this whole time?
Of course. What did you expect? You, coming out of nowhere, with no references, no past, raving about sludge monsters from outer space? You sounded like a prize loon. But it's true. Everything you've said is true. Don't you see? This is going to be the story of the century.
I see. I have to say, your acting is Oscar caliber. You certainly had me fooled. Just call me the next time you need someone to play the gullible sap.
Gosh, Doc, it's not like that.
I'm sorry, Ben. After what I saw today, I'll never doubt you again.
As long as we're clearing the air, I think there's something else you should know. Something even I find hard to believe. I've come a long way to tell you this story, Miss Sloane. Further than you can imagine. How far, you ask? I'll tell you. Sure. My name is Ben Wilcott, and yes, I'm a librarian from Flagstaff. But what you don't know, what no one in the world knows because it's too impossible to be true, is that I'm from the future. The future Earth. It's a war-ravaged, doomed place. I've come back to change that.
You're from the future?
That's right, Timmy.
Wow! This is like something straight out of H.G. Wells. You've read The Time Machine, haven't you? Well, I guess you don't have to read it. I mean, you lived it. Wow!
Hold the hero worship a sec, kid. What is it with you, Wilka? The next story always has to be more fantastic than the first. Just who are you, Mr. Ben Wilcott?
Ugh! I'm Ben Wilcott. I'm from the future. How do you people ever get anything done?
My friends, I have no liking to interrupt, but if I'm not mistaken, we have a central hive and a race of alien to destroy, no?
You're right. You got any explosives up your sleeve there?
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Jean-Pierre, do you still have that shaker of salt?
Mais non. I left her at Le Tavern. The dangers of my work do not allow me to carry salt upon my person.
We need salt now.
I'm no food expert, Ben, but there might be some in this saltwater taffy.
Brilliant, kid!
Perfect. Timmy, I want you to chew up that taffy and spit it on the egg sample.
Spit it out?
Just do it.
The egg! It's dissolving!
I knew it. There's a reason we have no access to salt in my time. Mysterion gave me the clue when he said desiccation.
And that means what? How about cluing us in, Archimedes?
Don't you see? Salt destroys Zygonians!
That night, in a back alley, the back of the truck, she is filled with the salt and is wired with explosives. They should ignite upon collision, showering salt all over the accursed hive.
That cinder block should hold down the accelerator, and I've tied the steering wheel to the door handle. That should do it.
Throw her into gear, Timmy. There's no turning back now.
Oh, no. It's veering to the right. Now it's veering to the left.
Only 20 feet to go. Come on.
Sacre bleu. She is not going to make it.
Come on, truck. Veer to the right. Just a little more. There's salt raining everywhere.
Look, the central hive. It's collapsing in on itself.
It's working. By the archive, it's really working. I can't believe it's finally over. Molly.
To the moon.
Look, up there. It's a giant spaceship.
It must be the Zygonians. They're not supposed to arrive for another 162 years. It's shooting some kind of hyper-brilliant ray. Stay behind me. I've come too far to die here. Show yourselves, you amoeboid cretins. You'll never take this Earth from me. As sure as I'm standing here, you'll die a fiery death before you'll take over this planet. No!
Can our heroes stop an invading Zygonian spaceship? Or will they be decimated by the beam of light emanating from its bow? Answers to these questions and more in the next episode of The Intergalactic Nemesis. The Intergalactic Nemesis features the voices of Christopher Lee Gibson, Shayna Merlin, Jason Newlander, and Michael Trejo. Sound effects created and performed by Buzz Moran. Original music composed and performed by Graham Reynolds. Jason Newlander and Chad Nichols wrote the script based on an earlier version by Ray Colgan, Jessica Reisman, Julie Edwards, and Lisa Nemoir, and an original idea by Ray Colgan. The project was directed and produced by Jason Newlander. This has been a production of The Robot Planet. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be taken on an epic journey of danger and adventure. It's the Intergalactic Nemesis! When we left our heroes, they had destroyed the Central Hive. Now, a giant spacecraft hovers above them.
It must be the Zygonians! They're not supposed to arrive for another 162 years! It's shooting some kind of hyper-brilliant ray! Stay behind me! I've come too far to die here! Show yourselves, you amoeboid cretins! You'll never take this Earth from me! As sure as I'm standing here, you'll die a fiery death before you'll take over this planet!
Where's the ground going? Help!
Ben! The beam! It's lifting Timmy up in the air!
It's got all of us. Look!
Jean-Pierre! Help!
It is no use. I cannot reach you! Farewell, mes amis!
The ship's getting closer!
What's going on here, Doc? The ground's so far below us! Oh, I don't feel so...
When Molly awakens, she discovers she is on the spotless bridge of a sleek starship. The air is filled with a chilling silence. It appears as if no living creature has ever set foot in this lifeless place. Timmy and Ben stand before her.
So where are these sludge monsters? I'll give them what for!
They're not here, Molly. There's no one here, Molly.
It's not a Zygonian ship anyway. It's too clean, too sleek.
Then what the heck is going on?
Hello, my little chickadees.
W.C. Fields, what are you doing here?
I'm not really W.C. Fields. I'm a holograph designed by a society of robots to look and sound like W.C. Fields. They believed his appearance would make you feel at home and relaxed.
At home and relaxed, huh? More like stuck in a roadside motel with a bottle of sour milk for company.
My apologies.
Perhaps this guise will better suit you.
What happened to W.C. Fields?
Nice tux there, mister. I like this version of you better already.
Hello, Ben Wilcott, Molly Sloan, and Timmy Mendes. Welcome to the Starship Explorer. I am the ship's automated hologuide, here to make your voyage to the robot planet pleasant and informative, and to aid in the successful completion of your endeavor.
Robot planet?
Who are you? What do you want from us?
Please, I mean you no harm. You may call me Augie. In addition to providing hospitality services, I have been programmed to overcome 3.9 billion possible obstacles, difficulties, and outcomes that may arise during your voyage to the Efdalin Plitzempire galaxy.
Efdalin?
Yes. Now, let us begin our mission.
And what mission is that, Augie?
The mission to destroy Zygon, of course.
Stop the presses there, Augie. Did you just say... mission to destroy Zygon?
Indeed.
But how can we possibly destroy Zygon?
There are 23,286,348,679,250 sentient creatures in your galaxy, Ben Wilcott. There is only one who can defeat the Zygonians. You are that one.
Later, as our heroes careen through space towards the Efdalin Plitzempire galaxy, Molly and Ben speak privately on the ship's bridge.
So, the robots, who live on a secret hidden planet, sent you a time machine so that you could destroy Zygon? I've followed some obscure leads before, but they never led me into outer space.
I don't know which end is up anymore, Molly. How can I possibly destroy an entire race of psychotic amoeboid killers? For the love of the Archive, I've spent my entire adult life in a library.
Is that all? How bad can these Zygonians be? You put the screws to them pretty good back in Tunis.
I'm afraid you have no idea what we're about to face. I've seen their terror firsthand. In their first strike, they wiped out the entire southwest region of the United States. That was just the first strike.
No! Ben, how did you escape?
When they first hit us, I was at a library conference in the Twin Cities. But my wife, Jeannie, and my son, Sterling, weren't so lucky. They didn't even have time to scream.
Oh, Ben, I had no idea.
The devastation was incredible. We nearly lost hope. Yet step by step, battle by battle, we learned how to fight them. But it was no use, Molly. When we finally thought we had them beat, the Zygonians shot a missile into the sun, blowing up the entire solar system. That's when I found the time machine sent by the robots. I barely escaped with my life.
You mean there's no more Earth?
Don't you see, Molly? This is a lost cause. The Zygonian Empire spreads across the entire known universe. Their queen is all-powerful. You and I could never destroy them. With all the technology the robots can provide us, it will never be enough. In the end, the Zygonians will always win.
Now what? Timmy, you better get in here.
It appears that a hostile vessel is trying to forcibly overtake the Explorer. I will open the viewport to further investigate.
Holy crow! Is that a spaceship? That thing's as big as Manhattan! And those gun turrets, there must be thousands of them.
Great Archive! They found us!
It appears that the Zygonians have intercepted our flight pattern and are taking control of the ship.
We'll never be able to stop them! First they infiltrate your mind, then they go in for the kill! There's no defense!
Several key systems have been scrambled. Some autopilot functions are compromised. I am experiencing emergency shutdown.
What? No! Get out of my head!
Well, it looks like we lost our friendly autopilot. You have any ideas, future boy?
Molly, there's nothing we can do. We're doomed!
Come to us, Timmy. You must bring the ship to us. Can't you see how beautiful it
is? No! I know who you are. You're not real. You're trying to control my mind.
Molly, the ship's turning towards the battle cruiser.
Do something, Ben.
It's no use. The battle cruiser is getting closer.
Ben, we're heading right into it.
For the last time, you can't control my mind!
Oh, what's that sound? It's deafening!
It's too much to bear!
What? What happened? Ben? Molly?
There has been an anomalous disturbance in space. Your friends have been rendered unconscious by the shockwave. The Zygonian ship is adrift, and now broadcasts only static. We have gained control of the Explorer.
Ben! Molly! You're okay!
What happened? Where's the battlecruiser?
I'm not totally sure, but the Zygonians are gone. I think it had something to do with my mind.
Sure, kid. I'm just glad to be alive.
You see, Molly? This is what we're up against.
Well, Doc, it's pretty clear to me that if we don't stop these Zygonians, they're going to come back to Earth. The stakes are as plain as a piece of dry toast. We may be the only ones standing between them and the total annihilation of our way of life. Our chances may be 1,000,000 to 1.
Actually, it's 1.435,000,000 to 1.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Augie. But I don't care. If those are the only odds I can get, I'll take them. If the only way to save Earth is to go to Zygon, then that's where I'm headed. And you boys are coming with me!
Oh, Molly, I knew there was a reason fate brought us together.
Take us to your galaxy, Augie, as fast as you can muster.
The
explorer moves swiftly through subspace. Before long, our heroes arrive in the Eftelin Plitz Empire galaxy and land on the hidden planet of the robots.
I never thought a robot planet would look like this.
Those silver towers, the purple sky. It's almost as spectacular as my debutante ball. I may not be dressed for the occasion, but at least I can make my entrance with an escort by my side. Ben?
Why, of course, Molly. Take my hand. It's truly majestic.
Holy cow, Molly! Look, it's a robot! A real live robot!
Ben Wilcott, Molly Sloan, and Timmy Mendez. I will be your host during your stay on the robot planet. I am honored to welcome you to our humble domain.
Oh, sure, if you call a shining platinum super city humble.
Ha, ha. Sarcasm. I have heard of such a thing, but have never witnessed it firsthand. Molly Sloan, you are very humorous. Ha, ha. But enough pleasantries. Let me show you to your quarters. High above the surface of the hidden robot planet in a crystal palace set amongst gleaming towers of chrome, our heroes convene with their robot host.
So you're saying that the three of us have to go to Zygon and destroy it, even though you have the technology to do it yourselves. But you can't use that technology because violence isn't part of your, what do you call it?
System parameters.
Right. Why us, Chrome Dome?
Many years ago, the Cerebratron, the benevolent supercomputer that rules our planet, performed calculations that predicted the circumstances that led to your current arrival.
Predicted?
Indeed. And the Cerebratron's calculations have never been wrong.
So, you brought me here so that with my investigative know-how, I could help you figure out a way to beat these alien slime monsters.
No. We brought you here because we knew you would bring Timmy Mendez.
Me?
Yes. You may have noticed that Timmy Mendez has displayed some strange characteristics on your trip to our planet.
Yeah, if you call being a taffy junkie strange.
The taffy is only a small part of it, Molly Sloan. Timmy Mendez has powers beyond your imagination. He has the power to move entire planets with his mind.
I do?
Yes, you do. And with that power and training from the Cerebratron, you will be able to save the future of not one, but two entire galaxies.
No pressure, kid.
Well, I'm not sure about any mind powers, but I'm pretty sure of one thing. Chrome Dome. How much salt do you have access to?
A very clever idea, Timmy Mendez. But with the help of their slave races, the Zygonians have eliminated every trace of sodium from the entire Eftelin Plitz Empire galaxy.
What? Jeez!
To defeat the Zygonians, you must travel to their planet and eliminate the core of their operations. A device known as the Ultra Hive. While Timmy learns more about his telepathic powers, Molly and Ben train for their flight to Zygon with a robot named Silcron on a simulator designed to resemble a Zygonian ship.
Silcron, this replica is astounding. It looks just like the real thing.
Yes, to invade Zygon, you must learn to fly this vessel. There is no time to waste. Let us begin our lesson.
What does this button do?
Don't touch that!
Sorry! Do you notice something strange about this guy?
I'm not sure.
Stop whispering. Let us begin the training. First, we will start with liftoff.
Oh. This simulator is incredibly realistic.
Yes, the Cerebratron has made so many wonderful things happen for us.
Can we try that liftoff part again? I'm not sure I followed you.
No.
Well, if we're going to get this mission right, I think it might be best to practice a little more.
There won't be any more practice.
Oh my gosh, you're a...
That's right. I'm a Zygonian spy. And this is not a simulation. You're on a real Zygonian ship flying.
flying toward the real Zygon as prisoners of the Empire. Maybe if you're lucky, the Queen of Zygon will invite you to lunch.
Lunch?
Very funny, Silkron, but you won't be eating us anytime.
No! Now you will feel the wrath of the entire Zygonian Empire!
Meanwhile, Timmy Mendez convenes with the Cerebratron in the Crystal Palace of Wisdom.
I can't believe I'm really telekinetic, Cerebratron.
Indeed, Timmy Mendez. You have had this ability since you were born.
Really?
You first began to use your powers when you were 12 years old. Watch Timmy Mendez on the holographic viewer. We captured this moving image of you at a bowling alley as a young boy.
Come on! Come on, go to the middle! Go to the middle! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Another strike. That's your sixth one this game. I don't think I want to play with you anymore, Timmy.
You see, Timmy Mendez?
Jeez, I thought I just had good spin.
Not many boys that age bowl an average of 260 a game, Timmy. Since then, you have used your abilities many times. Most recently, you caused a truck filled with salt to veer towards the Zygonian Central Hive on Earth. And only 3 days ago, you thwarted the siren call of a fully armed Zygonian battlecruiser.
Holy moly, Cerebratron! I did all that?
You did, young Timmy Mendez. But you have only begun to discover the full potential of your mental powers.
Meanwhile, Molly and Ben are at the mercy of Silkron, strapped to their chairs by Zygonian electrodynamic leashes.
Molly!
Yes, Ben?
Can you get close to my wrist computer?
Trying to figure out an excuse to hold my hand again before Silkron kills us?
If only. No. If you can activate my wrist computer, I might be able to disrupt the energy field and snap the electrodynamic leashes.
Let me get just a little closer.
In just 24 microns, we will be approaching the planet Zygon.
Keep at it, Molly. I'll hold his attention.
Silkron, wouldn't you say the robot civilization you just witnessed is far superior to your own?
I easily evaded their scanning devices and disguised myself as a robot to kidnap you. So much for their puny civilization.
Got it.
I'm free. Let's see how a 1-2 hits you, Silkron.
Nice left, Ben. Now help me get out of these straps.
My hands are stuck in his body.
Across the galaxy in the Crystal Palace of Wisdom.
And that, Timmy Mendez, is how you move a planet with your mind.
Well, what do you know? What's that?
An urgent message from our training facilities. Your friends have been kidnapped by the Zygonians.
Kidnapped by the Zyg...
Our plan has failed.
Hold on a second, Cerebratron. I didn't learn how to move planets with my mind just to throw in the towel. You tell Augie to fire up the Explorer, because I'm going to rescue Ben and Molly for sure.
Back on the Zygonian transport.
I'm almost loose. It seems they become less adhesive when unconscious. Aha! Got my hands back.
Enough of the exposition, Doc. Cut me loose from these things. All right, now how do we get back to the robot planet?
Oh, boy.
What is it?
We're being hailed.
And
they're going to fire on us if we don't answer.
I've got an idea that might help. Turn on the audio on that communication gizmo.
Okay, the channel's open.
What do you think you're doing? You can't just babble some crazy sounds and expect that to fool anyone.
For your information, Firecracker, that's a phrase I picked up when the Zygonians intercepted the Explorer. You need more than a pen and a piece of paper to pick up the front page scoop.
Incredible! They're letting us through! I can't believe I ever doubted you! Uh-oh.
What?
I misunderstood what they were saying. Actually, Zygonian is a complex language with a tremendous amount of nuance.
Cut to the chase, Ben!
They didn't buy it at all. They're going to fire at us!
Ah!
Deep in space, a hollow tube of metal floats through the void. Somehow, there is life aboard this vessel, but how long it can survive is anyone's guess.
Molly, is that you?
Yeah, I'm the pillow you're crushing. Who turned off the lights?
Hold on. My pearl. It's not working. It must have gotten damaged with the impact of the blast.
Ducky, drifting through the dark in an empty Campbell's soup can.
The ship is dead. Soon the oxygen will run out, and then...
Don't say it.
Looks like we're not saving any planets, Molly. But at least we're together here. In the end. Do you hear that music?
What music?
Listen. Listen carefully.
That music? It's...
The music of the spheres. It's beautiful. I've heard of this phenomenon, but I never thought it could possibly be real. Maybe this is the sound you hear in your last moments of life. Oh, Molly.
Oh, Ben.
Aha! This is not the first time the dulcet tones of the piano have seduced young lovers.
Mysterion!
Where did you come from?
While you were enjoying the gaze of each other's yearning eyes, a Zygonian battle cruiser docked with his shuttle. I had my accompanist lull you into a sedation and easily snuck up behind you.
Accompanist?
I never travel without him. Perhaps we should enchant you with our rendition of Stormy Weather, Signore. But no, there isn't time.
We saw you die in the sludge.
Have you ever heard of a thing called showmanship? There's a reason they call me Magnificent Mr. Wilcott. But no matter. It is now time to prepare for your imprisonment on Zygon.
Take that, tough guy.
Oh, you got me. I'm dying.
Wow, that was easy.
Not really. That was your last blunder, Ms. Sloan.
I can't breathe.
Indeed, Miss Sloan, you are completely under my control. Take them away.
Hidden by a cloaking shield, Timmy and Augie land the explorer on Zygon. As the starship's main portal opens, they confront otherworldly conditions.
Is it always such a rose parade here, Augie? Feels worse than a Houston summer. What was that?
One of Zygon's many hot air jets from the core of the planet. They pump superheated chloromethane gas to the surface.
A chloromethane geyser? Guess I don't want to throw a match down one of those, huh?
No, indeed, Timmy Mendez.
Are you sure this is where Ben and Molly are?
The odds would indicate that they are prisoners in this complex, home of the highest security penal colony on Zygon. As you know, because I am a hologram, I cannot leave this ship or I would accompany you.
Gotcha. I'll be thinking of you, Augie.
Keep to the ventilation and gutter systems. Good luck, Timmy Mendez.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna need it.
Deep in the bowels of Zygon Gamma, the largest of seven major city-states on the planet, Ben and Molly find themselves caged in a cramped prison cell along a seemingly endless sludge-encrusted corridor. On either side, cell after cell of alien prisoners.
Ben? Ben, wake up. Come on, guy, you can make it.
What happened?
You collapsed after they poked you with some kind of electric cattle prod. You put up one hell of a fight, though.
Quit it, I'm blushing. Ow.
Here, let me look at that burn.
I'll be okay. What is this place?
From the looks of it, we're in the Zygonian Hoosgow. They walk this past hundreds of cells just like this one.
Great. Zygonian prison? We've got to get out of here.
You're a master of the obvious, Doc. But it's worse than it looks. I overheard them saying something about the high feasting days of Azghul. Sounds like this prison is really just a sludgeoid version of a delicatessen.
The Zygonians have an endless appetite for alien flesh, and they only eat their prey while it's still alive.
How horrible!
But for most of these prisoners, it's mental reprogramming and endless slavery.
So it's slave for life for the main course. Not much of a choice now, is it?
Oh, Molly, I'm so sorry I got you into this.
You didn't get me into this, Doc. I got me into this. If only I could get me out of this.
Someone's coming.
Quiet, prisoner!
I could just reach you through these bars, Zygonian scum!
That cattle prod again! Step back, Ben. He won't be able to reach you with that thing.
Quiet, female. You have company. In here, prisoner. I'll be back!
We'll be waiting, monster!
Oh, my debt.
It can't be!
Hello, Monsieur Wilcott, Mademoiselle Sloan. Indeed, it is I, Jean-Pierre Desperois.
What are you doing here?
Like you, Monsieur Wilcott, I am a traveler in time and space.
But how did you end up here? How is this even possible?
I come using the technology of the mind, Monsieur. I was born a freak, an anomaly, able to travel back and forth in the time stream at will. Over these years, I've been to many places, many errands. I've always tried to thwart this evildoer. And now, I come here, to Zygon, to destroy the creature of the most evilness the universe she has ever known.
Oh, sure. You travel in time with your mind. Ben travels in time with the help of some box, and Timmy's telekinetic. Anyone else have anything they want to share?
We all have our petite secret, do we not, Mademoiselle Sloan?
If you can travel around space and time with your mind, why don't you just leave?
The Ultra Hive. She stops my power of the mind from working its space and time travel.
Molly. The Ultra Hive.
She is the hive that controls all these hives on every planet inhabited by the Zygonians. She is their power. Without her, the Zygonians, they cannot go on. Destroy her, and you destroy the entire Zygonian Empire.
Someone's coming.
I guess this is it, boys. See you on the other side.
Wait, that's not a Zygonian. It's coming from that vent shaft above our heads.
Molly! Ben! Up here!
Timmy! Timmy, for goodness sakes! Get us out of here!
I see you, Molly. Hang on just a second.
Wow! You just popped the grill right off that vent.
Yeah.
The kid built up some muscles back on the hog farm.
Molly! Ben! Boy, am I glad to see you. Say, is that Jean-Pierre?
Oui, Timmy. It is I, Jean-Pierre Desperois.
Wow, that's one heck of a weird coincidence. Okay, guys, I'm dropping a rope. Grab on and let's get the heck out of here.
Minutes later, in a Zygonian runoff tube.
Okay, you see that pit below the catwalk down there? That should be the Ultra Hive.
Great, Archive. It's just like the central hive in Tunis. The maze of honeycombs, the river of sludge. But it's as big as an entire city.
Say, I think I see Mysterion on that catwalk. Looks like he's got company.
That's him, all right. Good eyes, kid.
I brought you the prisoners. It's not my fault that you lost them. Unhand me, or I will be forced to unleash the full extent of my powers.
Okay, everyone, keep it down.
I'm sorry to say, Mysterion. Your powers are insignificant here.
Your Highness, I have barely begun to show you the full extent of my mental manipulations.
That's the Queen? She's beautiful.
She's only beautiful in your mind, Timmy. Underneath, she's just a blob.
Some blob?
Finally, Mysterion, you have shown your traitorous colors. Do you think we were unaware of your treachery? I believe you are familiar with the powers of the Ultra High.
No, no, not the Ultra High!
So you are acquainted with its psychosupremic charms. Guard, maximize the hallucinatory augmentation and throw him in!
No! No! Please! No, my head! No!
Great Archive!
Those creatures chasing him, they're horrible!
Those are psychic projections of Mysterion's own deepest fears. The Ultra Hive is destroying him from the inside out.
You mean those things aren't real?
Irony. Mysterion is literally being undone by his own inner demons.
What a rotten way to go, even for a creep like him.
I would not wish this on my worst enemy.
No! Get away! Not the horns! Root Omega! Root Omega! Root it!
The demons, they disappeared.
With Mysterion dead, the machinery that caused his hallucinations shut down.
Guards, the Ultra Hive hungers for more. Find the prisoners, or you may be next.
They're gone. Okay, listen up. According to the robots, this Ultra Hive is made up of millions of vials containing the psychic patterns of all the creatures they conquered over the course of building their empire. The way to shut it down is to find the one vial at its core and yank it out.
Sounds like we're giving these sludgeoids one heck of a lobotomy.
There's only one problem.
What's that, Ken?
The robots didn't give me a map of the hive.
Don't worry about the core, Timmy. I can find it.
Sam?
Well, from just a cursory glance, it's clear that these Ultra Hive patterns are organized by the Eigenvalue Protocol.
The what?
The Eigenvalue Protocol, Molly. An ancient Mayan cataloging system rediscovered by Boris Eigenvalue in the year 2056.
But how did you possibly know?
You forget, Timmy. I'm from the future. And by the Archive, I'm a librarian!
Our heroes enter the Ultra Hive. Row after row of honeycombs house millions of vials of psychic energy. Electricity pulses between them in a dizzying array of patterns.
This place has enough juice pumping through it to light up New York.
Proceed with extreme caution. Any contact with the walls of this passageway would be like a jolt of lightning.
I just as soon miss that barbecue.
Oh! Watch out, Molly! That gas jet is pure chloromethane from the core of the planet.
So to stay safe, I just need to keep my hands off the walls and my feet off the floor. No problem.
Did you hear that?
Hear what, kid?
That little girl.
There's nothing there, Timmy.
No! Get away from her! They're eating her alive!
Who's eating who alive?
It's the accursed Ives that does this. It causes him to hallucinate.
Hey, there's Mr. Harrison, my fourth grade teacher. Gosh, it's so good to see you, Mr. H.
Timmy!
Don't touch that, Timmy.
Huh? Mr. Harrison? Where'd you go?
We must hurry. I fear this place is too powerful for his mind.
Well, if the organizing principle is correct, the vial containing the core pattern should be located right around this corner.
Mon Dieu!
That cell must be as tall as a double-decker bus!
The electricity arcing off that one vial in the middle of the cell seems to be going in every direction. This is definitely the core.
But how do we pull the vial out of that cell, Ben? The charge off of that thing could fry an elephant.
I can't take it. Please, make it stop.
Without Timmy's mind powers, I don't know, Molly.
Ben, it can't end here.
Molly!
Mes amis. Destiny. She calls my name.
What are you... No!
Don't touch me!
Jean-Pierre!
There was no other choice. I see. La Morte. Her skin is alabaster. Her eyes, obsidian. She wears a robe the color of gold black. My friends,
She calls my name. Jean-Pierre! She calls. Here am I. I say, I'm dying. Farewell. It was so good knowing of you. Here I come, my alabaster obsidian enchantress. Adieu. Adieu, mes amis. I die now.
Molly, he did it! The hive is shutting down!
What happened? Where'd they all go?
You were hallucinating, kid. The hive knocked you out of commission. But then Jean-Pierre knocked the hive out of commission. It's good to have you back, kid.
Who dares enter this chamber?
The Queen!
Did you really think you could defeat me? The Queen of Saigon? Prepare to meet your fate, little one!
Timmy, look out!
Two can play at that game, Your Highness.
Suck it to her, kid!
Oh, she's too powerful! Oh, it burns!
Molly, did you see that?
I see a lot of things, Doc. Wait, the Queen, she's shimmering like a mirage.
That's right. The human form we're seeing is just a projection. You can see her terrifying true shape when it shimmers.
Then, all those legs like a sludgeoid millipede, that enormous bulbous body.
Don't be so human!
Molly, it looks like she's firing those blasts from a huge gaping maw.
I don't think I can hold out much longer.
Keep at it, kid. Keep her distracted. I've got an idea. Ben, give me your tie.
What? What are you going to do?
A little something I learned coming the Palestine riots of 29. Bring that whiskey bottle from Jean-Pierre's coat pocket.
Molly, this is no time for a cocktail.
Oh, yes it is, Ben. A Molotov cocktail. The recipe is simple. Some of that whiskey on the tie, stuff it in the bottle, a flick of this lighter. Hey, slag heap! Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
I suppose you're referring to yourself, tiny female.
Word to the wise, sister. A real lady knows when to keep her mouth shut. Hi-ya!
With amazing alacrity, Molly Sloan hurls the flaming bottle deep into the maw of the Zygonian queen.
Look! She's starting to expand!
She's gonna blow!
She must have been filled with flammable gas. It's just like the Hindenburg.
The what?
Never mind. Oh, Molly, you did it!
You sure did. Where'd you learn to throw like that?
The paper's got a softball team, boys, and you're looking at the star pitcher. The Pulitzer isn't the only prize in this gal's trophy case.
What's that?
When the Queen blew up, it created a fissure in the planet's surface. It's causing an igneous chain reaction.
So
Zygon's core is filled with chloromethane. The entire planet's going to blow, and there's nothing we can do to stop it.
So what do we do, Doc?
Run, Timmy! Run!
With only moments to spare, our heroes reach the Explorer. Thrusters at maximum, the ship hurtles away from Zygon just as...
Sorry. This is the one thing I didn't tell you.
You knew this would happen?
Yes. Once we changed the course of Earth's history by removing the Zygonian threat, the need for me to go back in time vanished. Goodbye, Timmy. Molly.
Holy. Where'd he go? Ben!
No!
In changing the course of the time stream, Ben Wilcott has changed those circumstances that led to his traveling back to your time. He never did it. never met you.
But we're still here. How come that didn't change?
You and Molly Sloan are part of the branch point from which the future was changed. As such, your existences are secure in